Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Hello, I miss you too. I'm back. My voice is back. I feel good. I feel good. And yes, yes, I miss you. But you knew this already. You know this because as soon as I came on and soon as I said my first words, I also communicated to you non-verbally, of course, that I missed you. But I had to say it again for the noobs. Noobs, I miss you too, because we are growing, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The numbers show it. The numbers show it. Go ahead and tell a friend. Go ahead and fully clap yourself. Go ahead and just enjoy. Smile. Smile real big. Smile real big. No, seriously. Smile real big. There's so much that's been going on. There's so many things that I can talk about, and there's so many different directions I can just go in, and I truly don't know which way to go. And this is where I'll just trust my gut instinct. This is where I just trust my intuition. This is where I would just trust whatever comes to mind and go that direction. And if you're still wondering about New Year's resolution, if you still, or revolution, depending on who you are, if you're still wondering about that and my ability to throw shade, I have completed that goal. I can throw shade with the best of them. I am a professional. Listen how this sounds. I'm a professional shade thrower. Mission accomplished. I achieved that goal. Now it's all about the mouth breathing campaign. I am shifting my focus on that. That's where the focus is being shifted. And that's where the focus is being. That's where it's going to be going on for the next 6 or so months, depends. Got to get that together. Got to get everything situated, and you should help me out, because this has to be done, and it will be done. And as you know, I like to travel, and as you know, I like to go to sporting events. Yes, non-verbally communicated, non-verbal. And from time to time, I even mentioned this on the show a few times, or actually a lot of times. When you go to a sporting event, or when you go to an opposing team's event, you got to be about that life, or you got to have somebody around you that's about the life, and that's in go mode. Unless there's a few occasions where you can just skate by. There's a few occasions where it does not matter. And from time to time, you can get by. And it so happened this one time. Recently, I went to watch my team play. And no, it's not my team, air quotes. It's the team that I like, the team that I enjoy. And yes, I'm not one of those people that say I can't like a team because I cover teams. I can't like teams. I'm able to separate the two. I'm able to still be objective and still have a team that I favor and like. Imagine that. I could chew gum and walk at the same time. Flea claps for me. Yay. Happy times. And I'm doing my happy dance right now. You can't see it, but I'm doing my happy dance. So recently I went to watch my team, air quotes, to play against another team. And it wasn't what I expected to be. It was not expected to be. And you probably already know this because you follow me on social media and you've seen the pictures or you've seen the video. So you know what happened was, or you know what happened. And I can't say that I feel like the bad guy. I can't say that I feel like a bad person for what actually went down and for what actually happened. I can't say that. It'd be cool for me to say that. It would be cool if I could just say, you know, that's on me. I am the bad guy. You know, My bad. I'm a terrible person. Guess what? I'm not a good human being. I can't say any of that. I can't say any of that for what took place and what went down. All I can say is I tried everything. I didn't wear my team's uniform. No, I didn't get dressed up, didn't wear a kit, didn't wear any of that. I just wore regular clothes. Yeah, because clothes are required. Don't ask that again. Maybe I had a little of my team color. Actually, my shirt had it was representing my team. My shirt was representing my team colors. Didn't say the team name. Didn't have any other player's name on me anywhere. And had regular clothes, just the colors per se. If you had trouble determining of who I was there rooting for, if you had trouble determining what team I would more than likely, if you had to guess of what team at this stadium, at this event, at this game that I was rooting for, just by looking at my colors, just by looking at what I got on, just by looking at my getup, you could say, I bet he rooting for the visitors. I bet he rooting for the other team. I know he ain't rooting for the home team because the home team don't have colors like that. The home team would never wear colors like that. The home team does not represent like that. The home team, they don't wear stuff like that. The fans don't. You could have just gauged, or you could assume, or you could have just flipped the coin and figure all of that out just by looking at me, just by my look, just by prejudging. Yay for prejudging. Yay. Just by looking at the color shirt I have on, you could determine on the team that I was rooting for. But let's just say for giggles and hee-hees and ha-has, just maybe, you couldn't figure out by the color shirt I was wearing or what the getup, the outfit I had on. Let's just say for giggles that you couldn't figure out what team I was rooting for or what team did I wanted to win. Let's just say you couldn't figure that out. Maybe, just maybe, you could have told by my body language. Yes, I know. Nobody's a body language expert here. I'm not a body language expert. You're not a body language expert. People at sporting events aren't body language experts. People that record other people on TV or at events or whatever, they aren't body experts either. Body experts are body experts and body language experts. By the way, I'm just cutting it short just to not say as many words. I'm just cutting it short to not say as many words, but body language experts, and I'm just going to call them body experts. Hey, touche. So everybody's not body experts.
Or body language experts if you don't want to have fun about it. Yeah, fun. What's that? What is fun?
Even if that is the case, this was just so down, outright, obvious of my gestures, obvious of my movements, just obvious of what was going on the field or what was taking place in the game. You can just tell that, wait a minute, why is he doing negative type things when the home team does positive things? One's positive, the other's negative. Therefore, they might be opposite. Or when the visiting team does positive things, why is he doing positive things? Why is he clapping? Why is he standing up? Like he's almost giving a standing ovation. Why is he doing good things
when the visiting team does good things. Riddle me that. Even if you was not a body expert or body language expert, you still should have been able to determine positive, positive, negative, negative. It's not too complex. It's not too hard. It's not trigonometry. It is not rocket science. It is not physics. Can't say that it's not physics. I'm just gonna withdraw that last comment because I don't feel right going forward. I don't feel right continuing this if I just say that and I just can't retract that statement. I can't not say that. So just erase that from your memory bank. Or how about this? Just go back, fast forward. You're good right here. We're good. Or you can just look at this little flashy pen thingy majig that I have. But obviously you can't look at it because, yeah. So just go back. Just go back. Even not being an expert, even if you couldn't determine the colors that matched up with, for the most part, the visiting team. If you can determine all that, you could have maybe just eavesdropped on a conversation that I was having with my peeps, or eavesdropped on a conversation that I was having with the concession people, or just other people who were rooting for the visiting team as well. Even if you just eavesdropped on a conversation, and I'm not going to even call it eavesdropped anymore because eavesdropped sounds like a dirty term. Eavesdropped just got such a negative connotation to it. I'm just going to say, even if you just paid attention, even if you were super duper aware of what I was talking about or the conversations that I was holding with my peeps or with visitors, visiting fans, you would have known that I was not down with the home team. You would have known that I was not there for the home team. You would have concluded that maybe, just maybe, I'm not 1,000% sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 51% sure that he's not rooting or he's not for the home team. You could have possibly figured all of that out. And that's why I just go back to, I don't feel like the bad guy. I am not the bad guy in this scenario that eventually played out. I'm not the bad guy. You know I'm not the bad guy. If anything, I go above and beyond out of my way to be the good guy. I go above and beyond. Above and beyond, out of my way to be the good guy. And I'm not the bad guy here. There were so many context clues. There were so many indicators. There were so many things that I did and just made known that I am with the visiting team. I am rooting for the visiting team. I am about the visiting team life. This is my zone. This is what makes me feel good. I'm dancing, dance machine. I am dancing. Hey, the visiting team just got a hit. Why is this guy dancing? I don't know. He must really likes the home team. But he's dancing into the visitors. Oh, he's just dancing because he like to dance. Yeah, I dance because I like to dance. I sing because I like to sing. I like to my chest pop. I like to feel good. I like to do a lot of things, but I'm not going to dance for the home team when I ain't there for the home team, because I feel like that'd be some trickery. That I feel like that I'll be trying to bamboozle you. I feel like that I'll be the bad guy that you, not you, but just the word you, just the word you would think I'd be. The bad guy you think I'd be. And that is not the case. That is not the case. That's why the game happened
it took place. There was so many ups and downs. My emotions was just all over the place. I didn't know what to feel.
It wasn't a good feeling.
At times it was good, but then I just felt bad because so many things were going against the norms. So many things that usually happened that did not happen during that game. And I was just sick. I wasn't dancing. When something good happened, which was extremely rare, I couldn't dance. I just sat there. It's like, okay, give me some more. Give me some more. And I never got more. I never got any more. More never came. So eventually game ended, and you know what happened. You know where I'm going with this because you follow me on social media and you just knew I was just caught up in my feelings. And good thing that I have a buffer. Good thing that I have a good team around me to make sure that when I'm ready to pop off or when I'm ready to just say all kinds of things on the social media machine, that it gets filtered, and that it gets read through. It's like, wait a minute. You can't say that. Hey, wait a minute. You shouldn't say that. I'm not going to even answer that. Or I'm not going to even say anything. I'm just going to delete this for you. And how about this? Try again. So even the messages, tweets, writings, essays that got through after the game, even all of that that got through after the game, it was still, you know how the game ended. You know what had happened was that we as in my team and not me, because I don't actually play for them. You know they lost. You know they lost. And it wasn't like that they lost. They had no shot of winning the game, period. They were winning the game most of the time. And it just, all of a sudden, just went bloop, downhill. All of a sudden, it just went downhill. And when it went downhill fast. It was like a firestorm. Fire was everywhere. And it seemed like every time they tried to put the fire out, there was more fire. There was fire popping up like way down the street. There was fire popping up like right in the face. Oh, where else all this fire is coming from? I can't put it out. Somebody help. And he was just like running around like, woo, fire. And then next thing you know, game was over and they lost. And so I am at this stadium, and the majority of the people around are, for the most part, well, within my area, are home fans. So they're happy, they're celebrating, they dance, and they do what they do and stuff. And I'm just sitting, getting my stuff ready, about to head out with the peeps and stuff. And the guy in front of me, he did not pick up on the context clues. He did not eavesdrop, or he wasn't aware of the conversations that I was having with everyone. I mean, everyone. He wasn't looking or paying attention to the colors I was rocking. Nah, none of that. That was definitely too much to ask. That was too much to ask. And he was not paying attention to all the negative stuff, the negative vibes, the negative everything that I was just putting out there because my team was having so many negative plays. My team was just doing so many things negative. It was just all negative. He wasn't paying attention to any of that. And the reason I know this, and the only reason I say it's obvious now to me, as I like replay this of what actually happened that day. Because after the game, after the final out, he turned around and he tried to give me a high five. And when I wouldn't give him a high five, he tried to give me a fist bump. For my team losing. Let me run this back. Let me repeat this slowly. He tried to give me a high five. Then he tried to give me a fist bump for my team losing. And with all these clues and indicators that I just told you about, all these clues and indicators that I put out there, he tried to give me a high five. and I refused. Then he tried to give me a fist bump. Then I refused. And he had this look on his face like,
this is what we do here. What's wrong with you?
And so happened that my pal is not about that life. My pal is pretty calm, cool, and collective, and which is a good thing. Good thing. He just gave him a fist bump for me instead. He was like, he's a fan of the other team. He's a fan of the visiting team. He's not a fan of the home team. He's a fan of the visiting team. And he said fan. He did not say fanatic. And he did not say fanboy. And that gives me cause to pause with these messy fanboys. How these messy fanboys are going to sleep at night with Cristiano Ronaldo doing what he did. With Ronaldo going off. With Ronaldo winning back-to-back Champions League. With Ronaldo setting so many records and doing so many things and making it look easy. Making it look easy and not doing it for the gram. Not doing it for the gram and making it look easy. And Ronaldo got so many accolades and got so many awards. Look what he's done. And then he won La Liga too. How are these Messi fans are going to live with themselves? How are these Messi fans going to look somebody else in the eye and have the audacity to say that Ronaldo ain't even in the same sentence? Ronaldo ain't even in the same category. I'm just going to say Ronaldo one more time because I know some Messi fanboys listening. And yeah, I'm talking about you. You know you who are. You Messi fanboy. Messi fanboy, don't bring that stuff around here. I have no dog in the fight. Actually, I don't really care too much for either of the two. But Messi, your fanboys need to stop. Messi, your fanboys need to learn a valuable lesson. Messi, your fanboys need to pick up on the context clues, situational awareness, and basically get some chill.